of St. John. Gospel of St. John, chapter 11. Gospel of St. John, chapter 11. We're going to commence, conclude, and climax all in the same verse. John chapter 11, verse 25. John 11, 25. John 11, 25. John 11, 25 says this. Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live even though they die." I want to talk from this thought this morning. He walked out. He walked out. You may have your seat. You may have your seat. He walked out. We're in a mini series inside of a series. The last 3 weeks we've talked about him. 2 weeks ago we talked about he's on his way. That knowing what was awaiting him in Jerusalem, he still came. He's on his way. Then last Sunday we talked about here he comes, that he came into town, not under the cloak of night, but a pop-up parade. It was not one that invited the entire city to come to a halt. But if you knew where to be, you could fool around and find Jesus. My wife's from New Orleans. We call it a parade. It really was more of a second line, y'all. It was just a couple of streets. Wasn't a long parade. But last Sunday, we shouted because here he comes. And it's been a week. It's been a long week. It's been a week because he's seen people that celebrated him turn on him in a week. The same people that identified that he is who he said he was. Hosanna in the highest. Found out they had a transferable skill. They used that same voice that said Hosanna to say crucify him. And the problem is that we live in a day that we teach you that as a church person, as a believer, that your haters, your detractors, your enemies are always going to fail. Well, Jesus said, they said, crucify me. And I died. What does the believer do when it seems like your enemies got exactly what they wanted? I'm good with shouting about the enemy plan failing, but is there anybody besides me that can say sometimes I struggle when they get what they want and I have to settle for what I get? I understand them going through hell, but why I got to go through? I understand them being broke, but why I got to be broke? Y'all don't want to talk to me. And the problem is that we find Jesus has allowed the people in the crowd to seem to get what they wanted. He did not go into a coma. He did not pass out due to blood loss. He died. He did not become unresponsive. He died. He died. He died until nature didn't know what to do for the first time, having the Son of Man in a living body, no longer living. He died until nature started to change its own course, that the earth reeled and rocked like a... He died. The grave tombs started to pop up. He died. He did. He did not get sick. He died. Was not a fluke. Old Baptist preacher said something, and it didn't hit me till a couple of years ago why he said that. He didn't just die. The Baptist preacher said he stayed dead. All night, Friday night. All day Saturday. All day Saturday night. But Sunday morning, he did what dead people don't do. He got up and walked out. It's scary to me because he did not get up and run to flee the crime, flee the place that they were afraid that the disciples were going to steal the body. He did not run from the place where they had condemned him to stay forever. He did not run because he did not have anything to run from. He said, why am I going to run? You wanted to kill me. You did it, but you did not plan for the comeback. He walked. How do you know he didn't run, Pastor? Well, if you read further along in John, Matthew, Luke, that he stays there long enough to have conversations. People on the run don't normally talk long. And not only did he stay there, not only did he have conversations, but the important thing to me, his countenance was calm because even the women thought he was a worker. But it's amazing to me because we live in a world where we are taught that arrogance is ungodly. Because we shout about Sunday morning, we shout about the resurrection, but the truth of the matter is he told us what was going to happen before it happened. And when it happened, it caught everybody off guard because you didn't think he would do what he came to do. Sometimes we struggle because we're trying to figure out if he's going to do what he said he's going to do. He was not. Yeah. What y'all going to do with this boastful Jesus that tells you before you kill me, I'm coming back? Your vision is limited to where I am right now. But you don't understand. Without hesitation, without double talk, without backing down, they gonna kill me. But I'm coming back. He said it so much that word got to Pilate to put a decree on the stone. Because he said, this ain't it. Wasn't a popular saying, it wasn't an understanding saying, but guess what I need you to understand? I need you to get excited about having a God that don't back out on promises even when it doesn't seem popular. Pastor, why would you say that he don't back out on promises when they don't seem popular? Because some of us are in here because God didn't back down on you when he should have backed down on you. When everybody understood why you should have went down and you still here. And the only reason you still here is because he say they gonna make it through this. Y'all don't want to talk to me. Only thing you making it on is a wing and a prayer. Y'all don't want to talk to me. I'm not here because of myself. The only reason I'm here is because he kept on telling me to keep on going. He walked out. He didn't just show up. He walked out. Three things. I'm going to get out of y'all way. I promise you, I'm not going to be long. The first thing we see is that he proclaimed it. Proclaimed it. He said it. Ooh. Jesus wasn't just predicting the resurrection. He declared it to himself. Y'all missed it. He didn't just predict it because of the authority of his voice. He declared what he was before it became to be. Come here real quick. Because you keep looking at where you are today, don't realize what you became is what God said you was going to become before you even became it. I didn't become it because I wanted to be it. I'm it because he said I was. I'm not saved because I said I'm saved. I'm saved because he said I'm his child. While you looking at my actions, I'm looking at who talked to me. Y'all don't want to talk to me. What did he call me? You call me what you want to, but what did he call me? Before there was a stone to be rolled away, he said, I'm going to get up. Not only am I going to get up, he didn't say, y'all watch this. He didn't say, I'm going to be resurrected. I am the resurrected. Jesus did a lot of talking, and every word he said was intentional. Sick of people that talk so much they don't remember what they say. Just talking the talk. You repeat it back to them and they don't even remember what they said. But I serve a God. He said what he said. He know how to talk that talk. See, the problem is some of us don't know who he is. That's why you thought being meek, humble, and cowardice made you godly. Jesus said, you don't take my, he in court. I'm going to give it to you. You can't have this. I'm going to have to give it to you. But I'm going to let you hold it because I'm going to come back and get it. The problem with some of us is we can't stand on the promise. Because you don't know what he said. You crying because you don't know what he said. You worried because you don't know what he said. You, watch this. Jesus on Mark 5, Jesus is walking down the street. Jairus stops and says, hey, master, my daughter's sick. Can you come to the house, see about her? Jesus starts walking towards the house. Jesus stops in the middle of the road for no reason. Turn around and say, somebody touched me. There's a whole intersection between what Jairus had going on and what Jesus had going on. And Jesus, watch this, y'all, but Jairus don't say nothing. Tired of complaining, people. You need something from God, but gonna tell what God to do before he get to what you got going on. You better learn how to woman touched him. Jesus heals her without giving Jairus a word. Because sometimes your deliverance is dependent upon your demeanor while you watch somebody else get what they came for. Jairus is standing there. Jairus standing there. Jairus standing there. Woman gets what she needs. And somebody familiar to Jairus runs up to him and say, not to Jesus, says to Jairus, don't bother him no more. You left, she was sick. She gone now. Jesus says, she just sleep. Y'all miss it. Why do you keep going? Because I understand the power of who told me to keep walking. Better watch what he said. Watch. Keep going. Crying. But keep going. I don't have a movement. I got a word. What happened? He said, just believe. He didn't say learn how to resurrect or resuscitate, chest compressions. If you stick with me and believe what I said I was going to do, I'm going to go ahead and do it. And for 3.5 years, he walked around saying, I'm going to die, but I'm going to get up. And when I get up, I'm going to redeem y'all back to me. He preached it. He taught it. He explained it. Said exactly what was going to happen. And when we were in the middle of it happening, we still got surprised when he did what he said he was going to do. I mean, real quick. See, some of us can't celebrate what God has done because you're still shocked. Oh, my God. You did it. Y'all missed it. I give you this as I go to my second point. I was sitting at a table, and someone handed me a check for the church, for the largest check at that time the church had ever received. And they were looking at me, and I was looking at them. We were sitting at the table eating breakfast, and I kept eating. And they said, oh, it hadn't hit him yet. I said, oh, no, I got it. He don't understand. I said, well, no, I'm good. You sure? Yeah. But why are you just looking like that? I knew God was going to do it. I didn't know he was going to use you. Who he uses is to his regard, but him doing it is not up for debate with me. Come here real quick. I need 2 or 3 people there to say, shout about just God. I don't care who gets it, but as long as it lands at my address. I know what you said, but until you do it, I'm going to just keep looking for whoever you're seeing. The announcement came before the accomplishment, because that's what faith on display looks like. He proclaimed it. Not only did he proclaim it, he proved it. He didn't just talk the talk. He walked the walk. He just didn't see the sick. He healed the sick. Can't deal with a bunch of talking if you ain't did nothing. For the ones that said that he is not who he said he was. There's a story in Mark, beginning part of Mark, either Mark 1 or Mark 2, that there's some people trying to get to Jesus. They climb on top of the roof, Lord, body to Jesus. Jesus says to him, your sins are forgiven. And they think to themselves, y'all ready for this? The people in the crowd thought to themselves, who is he to forgive sin? Jesus answers their thoughts with words. He was still on the bed. Jesus said, your sins are forgiven. Jesus then answers their thoughts with a response and say, would it be better if I say, son, take up your bed and walk? Because the God I serve, he left out all evidence that anything that he needed to do to show he was who he said he was. He did it. He did it. Isaiah said he was going to be born of a virgin. He did it. Zechariah said he was going to come riding on a donkey. He did it. Zechariah said he would be betrayed for 30 pieces of silver. He did it. Psalm said he would be crucified, buried, and raised. And he did it. So if Jesus proved who he was, why are you sitting here acting like you waiting on him to do something else to prove that he is God all by himself? Oh, Saint said he's already done more than enough. Yeah. You done got full. You done got beside yourself. You act like you got to be here. You don't even act like we don't know who you used to be. There's a fool inside of you, and God said, I had to prove myself to God to save even a fool like you. You are standing here as proof that God can do what he said he could do. Yeah. Not only did he prove it by doing what Old Testament said that the Son of Man would do, proved it by what the New Testament, because Paul, that never encountered Jesus on earth, himself in the physical body, says in Corinthians, but Christ has indeed been raised from the dead. I like a good fight. The strongest thing known to man that up until this point had never been defeated or conquered was death. No matter how great the man was, death had come for him. Moses stacked water like bricks, but he died. Abraham was promised that his seed would be more than the sand on the beach. He died. David, declared by God himself, a man after my own heart. He died. Up until this point, death had been undefeated. I got to get out of here. Just look at your neighbor and say, death met its match. Death met it. Yeah. Because the thought was, if death get him, and sometimes you need to stop trying to stand in between the big fear of your life and your God, and let your God take on the biggest thing that you're scared of, and let God show you that it might not have lost in your lifetime, but I can defeat everything. Watch this, y'all. I like superhero movies. I like superhero movies. Then sometimes when the superhero end at the end of the movie, they be beat up, Jesse. They be tired. They come out bleeding and all of the stuff. And I thought about that when I was writing this sermon, because I thought about how amazing God is in the story. Because when Jesus comes out, he is not bruised, battered, and broken, even though he still has the wounds. He defeated death and still came out with all power. What you was going to lose against, I'm going to beat up, and it ain't even going to look like I've been in a fight when I get on the other side. Just look at your neighbor and say, I don't even look like the hell I fought last week. You don't even understand what I... I got to get out of here. Got to get out. He proclaimed it. He told them it was going to happen. He proved it. He showed them it was going to happen. Third thing, I'm out here, I promise y'all, is he personalized it. John 1, 11, verse 6, 26 says, do you believe this? I am the resurrection. I am. What you looking for? I am. What you waiting for? I am. Verse 26, do you believe this? Because I can be all that I am. But until you believe it, it won't really matter to you. As far as It's different, because you have been bought with a price. The question is, do you accept the payment? Because if you accept the payment, you shouldn't live bound with a free man on your books. You shouldn't be. I like the song "Perfect Peace." My favorite part of the song, why should I be bound when God has set me free? Quit living like you bound, tied up, and tangled up when you already know that God has set me free. And the problem is that some of us struggle because you refuse to be free when God has already released the chains over your life. Why should I live beneath my birthright? If he calls me son, why am I going to let you call me something lesser than? You watch how you handle me because I know who I am. And I know whose I am. So because the question isn't, did he rise? Did he walk out? The question is, why are you living like he didn't? Do you believe that he got up? Then why are you still down? Why are you walking with your head down with a title around your waist? You trying to fight like you are defeated and depressed. But God says, I am the victor. I am the victory. And if you got me, what are you waiting for? He is all powerful. He spoke it. He showed it. My question is, when he personalized it, do you understand that the only proof today of the empty tomb is you? I am the proof of the resurrection. I am proof of the empty tomb. Because I got some stories I could tell you of when I've been dead deep in sin and he came and got me. I would talk to y'all, but y'all too saved and too cute on your Easter Sunday guard. So let me talk to my doggone self. I am saved, sanctified, and Holy Ghost filled. Fire baptized. I understand that I am the proof that the tomb is empty because every day he gets up in me. I am the proof. The old song, I liked it back in the day. Say, I am a testimony. Could have been dead and gone. But Lord, you let me. I am. Don't know if we all are. Because, see, the problem with worship is some of us understand that corporate worship only works if personal worship has already been activated. I want you to shout with me. I want you to celebrate with me. But if you don't, I got a personal one that I am a testimony. And I'm shouting because guess what? When the tomb was empty, it proved to me there's nothing that I can face that I can't defeat. I got a word for two or three people on a Sunday morning on Easter Resurrection Sunday that'll just say, I don't care what you thought was dead and defeated. If you give it to God, he'll get it up. Just walk out. He'll walk out. He'll walk out. He'll walk out. What you thought he was gonna stay in, he walked out. What you thought you was gonna live in, he gonna walk it out. See, I need two or three people that'll celebrate with me on Resurrection Sunday to say, I just seen him walking, y'all. Yeah. Okay, it's all right. I seen that bus a couple of times. Let me come back around so I can catch you the second time. See, some of us don't understand the only barrier to your living And living in what tried to take you out is what you believe. Because see, some people will try to bury you, not realizing you got another bounce back in you. Some people will try to roll a tomb in front of you. Don't give up on me yet. Don't seal me in here yet. Because I got another one in me. Today, I like the song Better Benediction by P.J. Morton. One of the people on the song has an ad-lib that I really love. I think it's Kiara Shear says, whoever counted me out can't count. Come here real quick. Can I just end this and talk to two or three people that you got one more round in you? You got another go in you. You don't understand how you gonna make it, but it's something in you that you said, I'm going to live to see this one work out. I understand that I thought that my end was before, but I got another one in me. You saw me lose only so when I come back, you can say, I remember where I met you. Anybody besides me got another round in you to keep on going? Yeah. I'm not making it for me. I'm making it so you'll see him get up. I'm making him so you can see me make it through this thing. I'm going to make it out of this. Yeah, anybody besides me, you got a shout on you. You got a celebration on you. I don't know what else you got, but see, this one means something different to me that I'm going to live to see this one happen. Yeah, I'm going to live. Just look at the person next to you and say, I'm going to live to see it happen. I'm going to live to see it happen. I'm going to live to see it happen. I'm not going to die in this thing. I'm not going to die in this condition. I'm not going to die in this pain. God is going to come back and get me out of this. Yeah. I cried, but the same people that made me cry going to have to watch me shout. The same people that watched me throw in the towel going to have to see me wear the belt when I get out of this thing. Pastor, why you know we going to get out? Because you don't know who I came with. I came with the... See, y'all missed it. Let me go back to it. He didn't say, I'm going to be resurrected. So I don't bring the person that's been resurrected with me. I bring the resurrection. And I only bring the resurrection when I need something resurrected. So you go ahead and count me out, but I got another round in me because you didn't see who I brought with me. You better, if you invite me, you better let me bring my plus one because I'm not going to die. Y'all don't talk to me. Anybody, just say this. Look at your neighbor and I'm done for real. Just look at your neighbor and say, I'm going to walk out. I'm going to walk out. I'm going to walk out. I'm going to walk out because he walked out. I'm going to walk out. This is not going to kill me. I'm going to walk this thing out. I'm going to walk this out. I'm not going to die here. I'm going to keep on walking. I'm not going to stay here. I'm going to just keep on walking. I'm not going to give up in here because I'm going to keep on walking. There's another blessing in this thing for me. There's another miracle in this thing for me. There's another round in this thing for me. I don't care. If you say I ain't going to make it, you stand over there, baby, so you can get a good seat. Because when I get out of this thing, I promise you I ain't going to look like what I looked like when I went in it. Y'all don't. You gave up on me. I gave you a good seat. Y'all don't want to talk to me.